From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with you again, Memorial Day weekend, hour two. WTK, we're mixing up the schedule here a little bit for you. I hope you enjoyed the first hour with David Kodrey. An awful lot of fun. You got to hear two great stories of Memorial Day, personal stories from both myself and one from David. And I hope they might. I tell the story about my great uncle, Tony Geiser, who was killed over Amsterdam. If you missed the hour, I suggest you go back and listen to it. But I usually mention that every year. It's a fascinating story. And all of us have a Tony Geiser in our lives, someone who sacrificed. All of us have someone somewhere that paid that price as Americans, and this is the weekend that we celebrate that. And while it's the unofficial start, of course, to the Memorial Day weekend, we want to remember why we're able to have an unofficial start to such a great weekend. So I hope you're enjoying yours up to this point so far. Mixing up the schedule a little bit with you, David Kodrey in the first hour. That's unusual, huh? And WTKK 106.1 Raleigh. You get a really nice change of pace here and some of the other stations that pick up the second hour, because Alan Gottlieb, who we normally run with in the first hour as a regular contributor and bring you incredible wit and wisdom from Alan, is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He now joins me in the second hour, which is an awful lot of fun today. We miss AWR Hawkins today, but don't worry. We got him all next week, and there's no end in sight to the wisdom from AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. So welcome to the program, Alan Gottlieb, Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're having a good one so far, my friend.
So far, so good. Thank you, Mark, and good to be hearing your listeners again.
Hey, I got to start with this. GRPC, earlier in the week, I registered for the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up in Dallas. I got the information in the mail and the email, and I immediately signed up. Let's talk about GRPC before we even get out of the gate.
Yeah, the Gun Rights Policy Conference this year may be one of our more important ones, because, quite frankly, we're on the offense for a change in most of the country, not on defense. And it's really planning out the future and expanding and extending our gun rights. So I'm kind of excited about it this year. Last year we had it just prior to the elections, and all the people that came from all across the country representing, you know, national gun groups, local gun groups, state gun rights organizations. We're all sort of a little bit down in the dumps a little bit, because it looked like Hillary Clinton was going to be in the White House, and it was man the barricades. Now it's more like, you know, charge and take ground. This is really going to be a great gun rights policy conference.
That's an interesting point that you make, you know, and I have to add in there, too, that I was moderating for the first time, so that made it an even interestinger conference for me. That much I can tell you for sure from a personal standpoint. Awful lot of fun. But, you know, we were last year, as you mentioned, we were only 2 months out from the election, and there was a lot of unease in the room, wasn't there?
Yeah, actually less than 2 months out, and there was a lot of unease. Things, polling data did not look good. Hillary Clinton, looked like she was going to be in the White House, and the anti-gunners in control, the United States Senate again. And boy, I think that things turn around quickly, and this has just been really great. So this gun rights policy conference, it's going to be plotting and planning to expand our gun rights all across the country. And actually, our theme is Make the Second Amendment Great Again, and it's going to really just be phenomenal. And that the enthusiasm level of gun owners is really, really high right now, and I expect it to be high at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. So again, for the listeners, I mean, this is open to all your listeners. It's free. It's in Dallas at the Westin Hotel at the airport. And you have to be able to pay your own hotel bill getting there, right, if you don't live in the area. But all the $150, $200 worth of books and materials get given out free to every participant. There's receptions with food and lunch provided free. It's
right.
Really a great, great, great experience. And they can register at saf.org, and just click on the banner for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. And they're welcome, and they've never been at one. I mean, it's the gun rights event of the year, and for those who've never been there, they usually sit there with their mouth hanging open, and they're just exhausted at the end of the weekend because they never knew there's so much information and so much going on. We give them overload, and, it's it's a phenomenal event, and I'm really proud to put it on.
It's the best. It's the best thing out there. If you've ever been to any of the shows, if you went to the NRA a couple months back, if you have ever been to a SHOT Show, those are totally different types of events. Those aren't really conferences. Those are more trade show type deals where you've got big booths and manufacturers and so forth. This is an event where you literally sit and meet the gun lobby. The gun lobby is in one room. Literally, the people that you read on the books of the authors that you read, Andrew Branca, John Lott, the rest of these folks, they're all there. The people you see on television are all there. The people you hear on the radio programs are all there in one room with, what's the average attendance? 700-800, would you guess, Alan, around there?
The average is probably more like 700. We've been as high as 8, as low as 6 in the last few years. But 700 is a good average. And again, you got like 65, 70 speakers. It's like everybody, you know, who's who in the movement, in the gun rights media. I mean, I'd venture to say probably half the speakers have been guests on your show.
Yeah, I would like to say more than half, and you know, we're always building on that because we see them at the conference. And here's the interesting part about this program, and I sent you an email. I'm not going to hit you with it because I know everybody's schedules are very busy. But Dallas is also the home to the Salem Radio Network, where the show is produced from, and I'll be staying over after the conference and broadcasting from the Dallas network. And I would love to have you there on Sunday. So we'll talk about that off air sometime. But this is really the place you want to be. And the registration opened up for the GRPC. As much as I hate to say this, I know this is the unofficial weekend start of summer, but it's going to be gone like that. All of the sudden, it's going to be time for the GRPC. And Alan, I know you're a lot like I am. I measure my year based on events. GRPC towards the end of September, that leads into SHOT Show. SHOT Show leads into NRA. Then NRA means the summer comes, and boom, we're right back at the GRPC again. So those are some of the big events.
You skipped the big one. You skipped the USCCA Expo.
Well, the USCCA Expo, you're absolutely right. I did. I moved right past that. How could I do that? Shame on me. But I did. And this one was just in Fort Worth, in Dallas-Fort Worth as well. So, boy, and next one's in Louisville, where the previous NRA convention was before the last one in Atlanta. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, this GRPC, Mark, has a separate twist to it. Because normally we start on Friday evening and go through Sunday noon. This year on Friday day, there's going to be a bloggers and new media conference attached onto it for bloggers and media people in the gun rights movement, which is going to be very interesting as well. So I'm hoping because of that we'll make it a higher attendance than usual.
Right.
We're going to get a lot of people that are coming to practice their craft in protecting gun rights on the internet and on the airwaves.
Well, you've just added a whole new huge dynamic. You've put that in play now for the GRPC because now you're talking about sites that may not have been well represented in the past that most of us go to. I know I do. And I won't name the sites because I don't know yet who's going to be there or what the schedule may be or who may be speaking there yet. But most of the big sites, the pro-gun sites, I'm going to assume will be represented. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Yeah, great stuff. GRPC, you can go to saf.org, and a good opportunity to talk about that and kick off the Memorial Day weekend. Sign up for it. It's free. It doesn't cost you any money to sign up. Just go sign up. Find your way to Dallas. And by the way, I want to point out also that you have special rates on the rooms for those in attendance at GRPC as well. There's a discount for the rooms, right?
Yeah, the rooms are very well discounted, and that information is on the website at saf.org. And we buy down the room rates for everybody so that it is cheaper for people to attend as well. We do this as a service for the gun rights movement and people who are gun rights activists and care about the issue, because this is a chance to build things. And what I love about it is every year somebody comes up with some idea they're doing in one state that nobody else knows about, and then we get to copy it from state to state and spread our victory strategy. It's really super.
Yeah, go. Sign up. SAF.org, Gun Rights Policy Conference. Meet me, meet Alan and the rest of them. Everybody that you've ever heard on the show will be there. That much I can promise you. Alan, before we take a break, and Sean, how much time do we have left before the break? About a minute? Okay. Alan, let me ask you to, if you would, comment on what happened last week in Manchester. You know, a lot of talk from gun rights activists around the country, and I've touched on it on my show throughout the week on The Daily Show, that a single person with a pistol wouldn't really have been able to stop this, but when an entire citizenry or an entire part of a continent has been disarmed, it makes it easier for this type of activity to occur. And I've just been told we have 30 seconds, so go ahead.
Well, that's obviously the case. There's no doubt about it. But it goes to show how these gun control laws are futile anyway, because if somebody wanted to do mass murder, they just use a bomb, you know, and that's what they did. So bombs are illegal also, but didn't stop the suicide bomber did it.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue on this Memorial Day weekend with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You can join them. I'm a life member, saf.org. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend, maybe sitting around somewhere grilling and chilling, maybe sitting out on your boat listening to Armed American Radio as I talk to the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, great to have you back. Thanks for being here. I know it's a holiday weekend, and I appreciate you taking time, as always, my friend.
Well, it's an important place to be, so I'm proud to be here.
Thank you, sir. Let's go back to Manchester for just a moment. On my weekday show, I mentioned last week the Eagles of Death Metal singer Jesse Hughes. This was the band that was on the stage at the Bataclan in Paris when jihadi Islamist terrorists burst in with firearms that they weren't supposed to have in a 100% gun-controlled city and country, for that matter, and murdered scores of people. Jesse Hughes was asked after the Ariana Grande concert a few days ago. He said, and you can hear the reporter asking this question, Alan, because it's a leading question, and you know the response the reporter was looking to get when the question was asked. Asked if the trauma he and others experienced has changed his views on gun control, Hughes, co-founder of the band, said he believes everyone should be armed. Now, I laughed about that. I believe it was on Wednesday's program. I had to laugh a little bit about that because I could see the reporter's eyes popping out. You know, it wasn't the response I was looking for. Here's what he said. He said, I think the only way that my mind has been changed is that maybe until nobody has guns, everybody has to have them. Because I don't ever want to see anything like this ever happen again, and I want everyone to have the best chance to live. And I saw people die that maybe could have lived. I wish I knew for sure if they could have had a better chance, because there were some real angels, real wonderful people in that show that aren't alive today, and I really wish they were. When you hear him say, I think the only way that my mind has been changed is that maybe until nobody has guns, everybody has to have them. What do you think about?
Well,
how do you interpret that?
I can't disagree with him. I mean, you know, let's be honest, we're the last line of homeland security. And when it comes to protecting ourselves and our loved ones, I mean, no one's going to do it for us. You know, we have to do it ourselves. So, I mean, that's why I own firearms. That's why I carry a firearm for those exact reasons. And, of course, I hate the fact there's all these places around the globe, particularly here in the United States, these so-called gun-free zones where I'm not allowed to protect myself. And I become, it's a victim disarmament zone, and I become, you know, instant prey, so to speak. And terrorists are smart, and they know that. They go to these kinds of places because they don't want to be able to, you know, be stopped from the evil they want to commit. So it's nice to see some people in the music industry and in entertainment industry step up and say those things. It makes me feel good.
Well, particularly when they get a big platform. Now, I have to go here. Again, I mentioned it during the week, earlier in the week, on the daytime show about Bill Maher. Bill Maher, what about Bill Maher and guns? And why are you talking about that left-wing progressive? Because Bill Maher has said the same thing on his HBO program time after time after time. He is quoted as saying, hey, when everybody else gives theirs up, I'll give mine up. Until then, you're not getting it. And it shocks a lot of people to think that Bill Maher actually says that publicly, but he does, and he phrases it in the same way that Jesse Hughes phrased it, and by doing so, the sarcasm is evident. What he is essentially saying is, look, because Bill Maher actually gets it, guns are here, they're not going anywhere, and as long as bad guys have them, I'm going to have one, and I don't mind that logic, and I don't mind it phrased that way, do you?
Well, there's only one fault in that logic, you know, bad guys who don't have guns can still do bad things with other objects or other weapons, like the suicide bomb, okay? So to me, it's important to have a gun, even if the bad guys didn't have a gun, because they have means of getting other things.
Absolutely 100% true. Now, let's take that over to what I asked prior to the break. Then we'll get off the subject. But let's go back to Manchester briefly, because it's a perfect place to kind of segue over. I mentioned when an entire continent is disarmed, Great Britain disarmed, France disarmed, virtually all of Europe disarmed, for the most part, that a single pistol on my person, my Glock 17, had I been able to carry, and something like that happened, is probably not going to stop what happened. Now, you know, under the right conditions, maybe I saw something, and I was able to stop it before it happened, okay? But in a hypothetical situation, in all reality, my gun is not going to stop an explosion from a determined Islamist terrorist. But that's not the point, is it? The bigger point is the question here, and that is when you disarm an entire nation, it sets up this type of activity and makes it possible far more so there than it does here. Or is that, is my logic wrong there?
No, your logic is 100% right. And, it's this whole disarmament thing, it disarms the wrong people anyway. And the bad people are going to do bad things with bad, methods and ways to do it. So the thing is to get them off the street. Don't take away our rights and our freedoms. Giving up the freedom for the so-called safety and security never works out that way. It just never happens. Bottom line is that's why we have to fight to protect our rights.
And I'm just curious on the same topic. What did you feel about Trump's response earlier in the week when he was over in Saudi Arabia and at the Vatican and some of the things that he had to say right after the event occurred? It was good to see leadership. Or hear leadership coming from a sitting U.S. president?
Well, something we haven't had for 8 years, and it sure felt good, didn't it? By all means, and I like the idea how he labeled them losers rather than, martyrs or whatever, because the bottom line is that's what they want to be called. Or, calling them losers is what they really are, and these people have to be eradicated. And it makes me feel safer just listening to him say that.
Yeah, I agree. And it's fascinating to me because there were stories, the women on The View got all upset that he called evil monsters exactly what they are. I just cannot wrap my head around that logic, because that's something that we understand on Armed American Radio. It's the very basic premise that underlies everything we do here, underlying everything that we talk about. And that is that bad people exist, evil exists. And that's at the very root of why we choose to carry a firearm to defend our lives and fight for, even if we choose not to, we fight for the right for anybody else to be able to do so if they want to, because we have a right to be able to defend ourselves from that evil. And that's at the root cause of everything that we do. We know that bad people exist. And it pains me to see a nation like Great Britain with such a history, and a nation like France with such a history, where the people are disarmed and have absolutely no chance. Maybe that one person could have stopped it. We'll never know over there. Over here, we have that option. And I always go back to what the great Susanna Hupp said years ago, and I've been with her in a number of televised forums and on the radio when she has said it before, and that is, I don't know if my gun would have been able to stop the massacre that killed my parents that day in the Lubies in 1992, but at least if I had it, it would have changed the odds. It would have changed the odds. At least we have the ability to change the odds here in the United States of America. There are people who want to take that ability away from us, and you're hearing a lot of talk from the left about impeaching Donald Trump. When we come back from the break, I want to ask Alan about that, because maybe they're wanting to impeach, in reality, our Second Amendment rights. Back with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
SAF.org, SAF.org. Let that sink into your head, please, SAF.org. Sing a little jingle in your head, SAF.org, SAF.org. Whatever you got to do to remember that, to go over there and join the Second Amendment Foundation, whatever you can afford is all it takes to help as we move our agenda forward. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, here, 1061 Raleigh, WTKK. Glad to be able to bring you Alan Gottlieb for us as we mix up the schedule a little bit here on the program for you. Alan, welcome back to the show. Question as we came out of the break at the bottom of the hour. You know, the left is all over. Maxine Waters is not going to bed, man. The left, the rest of them, they're all talking impeach, impeach, impeach. Now, that's quieted down somewhat, and I think the overseas trip with Trump has kind of tamped that down somewhat as well, because the rest of the world sees a leader. Democrats just see the fact that they're losers whenever they look at Trump, and they're going to stop everything he does. But there's something bigger in play here, too. This isn't really about impeaching Trump. What else is it about?
Well, I think it's really about impeaching the Second Amendment, and you know, they know that Donald Trump's in a position to change the courts and to put a lot of pro-gun rights members in the judiciary on the federal bench. They don't like that. It messes up their agenda. They know that's where we've got our biggest wins over the last decade has been in the courts. They've been trying to slam the courthouse door in our face for years. And, you know, it goes to thing in politics, perception becomes reality. And that's why the anti-gunners and Bloomberg in particular are spending $25 million right now alone on trying to demonize guns and make them, you know, evil, and demonize gun owners, sort of making us all, putting us all in the so-called basket of deplorables. It's a matter of trying to make us all sound, you know, like we're the problem and why we have terrorism or why we have crime. And as a result, you know, try to paint us into this corner that people hate us. And if they hate you, they don't care about your rights. And, you know, that's really what they're doing. And it's impeaching the Second Amendment. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, let's go to the courts for a minute, because it's such a critical topic. And you and I talk about it a lot on the program, but there are not a lot of programs out there talking about it. And when you have the opportunity to jump on these massive forums, when you get on Fox or you're in the Washington Post or Time Magazine or hopefully 60 Minutes coming up soon, whatever huge venue you get to put this word out, at least the word gets out. But even still, the topic of courts never really comes up. It's not really the sexy issue of the day, is it? We don't really think about judges. I can't tell you how many people have asked me over the years, how do I find out about the judges? Heck, just in my own county. How do I know about their decisions? Nobody hears about these things. And at the federal level, I bet if you ask 100 people right now how many seats were open at the federal bench, no one would be able to answer that question. So it's not a sexy thing to talk about, but it is absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, the single most critical issue. And I guess I'm guilty about not talking about it enough. We do it with you. We should probably drive it home more often. And that is, without justices, judges and justices that are friendly to the Second Amendment and the Constitution, as Scalia was, and as we know and hope that Gorsuch is, for example, we're in big, big trouble, no matter who's in the White House.
Yeah, and I think, like, Donald Trump has seen that in some of his executive orders and policies already, when an unelected judge who sits on the bench for life decides that legislators, you know, or presidents can't do things, period, and they decide to make law on their own. And of course, that's what we have, you know, in the judges in a lot of cases, particularly those that have been appointed by Barack Obama, you know, and some of them are hanging on still from when Bill Clinton was president. And they've really messed this up in the judiciary a whole lot. There's like roughly 150 open seats right now in the federal courts, and they're starting to be filled right now. So we've come up with the Second Amendment Foundation with our Judicial Accountability Project to make sure that these nominees are, in fact, pro-gun rights and care about the Second Amendment. Because a lot of our U.S. senators are so busy with so many different issues and so much on their plate, they don't have the time, research, or the staff to be able to get into that. As a single-issue focus group, we can do that, and so we're doing that and providing that information not only to the White House, but you know, to members of the Senate on appropriate committees, the Judiciary Committee, as well as when they come up for votes to the floor.
You know, I've had people ask me, so I'm going to kind of go here with you. I'm going to go a couple different directions, but before I lose my train of thought, I have had people specifically write me emails. The next time you have Alan on, ask him specifically about what you just said, Trump being frustrated, and that's a great point because that works well for us. Trump seeing it firsthand, which he's probably always seen it firsthand, but not from behind the Oval Office desk when he's the one signing the orders that some dopey liberal judge out in Washington State or Oregon or Hawaii is saying, no, uh-uh. And I get emails from folks going, next time Alan is on, ask him, how can a liberal local judge down in Hawaii override a presidential executive order? Alan, how does that work?
Well, a lot of times you're ruled by man, not ruled by law. And in these particular cases, they come up with all these cockamamie reasons on why they can do it. You know, the president, obviously, in that case, you know, national security is in the president's wheelhouse. And so if he's doing it for the right reasons, he can do it. And these courts just ignored all the real arguments made on why the executive orders were written, and then come up with all kinds of other, you know, excuses on why he can't do it. I'm hoping that eventually it gets to the Supreme Court and some of these things get reversed a little bit. But, you know, there's a time when presidents also overstep their bounds and the courts need to strike them down. But what we're seeing here now is just sheer ridiculousness. And that's what we've seen, like, from the Ninth Circuit when it comes to gun cases, where we get rulings, you know, even from the appeals court in the Ninth Circuit in our favor. And then in Bonk, because they have more Democrats on, you know, sitting judges than Republicans, they'll sit down in Bonk and overturn the rulings. And we have to live with that. So it's a real problem, and like it or not, our rights, no matter what Congress passes or the president signs into law, the last review is always going to be the courts, and that's why it's important to have people on those courts who support Second Amendment rights. And that's why our Judicial Accountability Project is so important at this particular time in our nation's history.
You know, it's interesting because any clear-thinking individual knows when they look back. So there's something inherently wrong with this. This is just a gut feeling. Somebody doesn't even have to know how the judiciary process actually works to understand and feel, hey, there's something wrong with this. This doesn't pass the smell test that a liberal judge in Hawaii can change a presidential or stop a presidential order that the president clearly has the right to sign, and this is what it says he has the right to do. So we can just file suit and find a liberal judge somewhere and file suit and stop a U.S. president. That frustrates a lot of people. But here's where I want some education.
Wait, before you go any further, well, that's why they picked Hawaii, by the way.
Of course.
Every federal judge in Hawaii has been a Democrat appointment. And so what you're looking at is they can shop districts, and they do that for us on gun stuff too. When they're trying to attack,
right,
some of our right to carry laws, they'll go to places where they know they can get a judge that's favorable to them. And this gets ridiculous. So that's why it's so important to make sure that the right people get appointed. Luckily now, I think because of Trump's experiences, he understands this. Mm-hmm. And I obviously have friends in high places in the White House. Lots getting run past us for, who the appointment should be to check off on what's this person's record on guns. Can you make sure they're really vetted and help us out? We don't want to appoint anybody who doesn't support the Second Amendment.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alan, boy, the credibility you just lent to this radio program with that statement was huge. I don't even realize if you know that you did it, but that was huge. The fact that you're able to tell a listening audience in hundreds of cities around the country that we can breathe, essentially what you said is we can breathe a little bit easier because you can, and the trust that people place in you is just huge. The emails I get are phenomenal. I know I'm going to get a ton of them. If you want to comment on what you just heard Alan say, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I would love to read these emails and your thoughts on what you just heard Alan say to Alan on the program, hopefully next week if he can make it. Oh, boy, incredible stuff to know. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you one more question, the second prong of that rabbit hole question I wanted to go to for the educational aspect of when you say 150 open seats, I want you to tell listeners exactly what that means. Who are we talking about here? And then I've got some other questions for you to round out this hour on Memorial Day weekend. Armed American Radio continues with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that rejoin. Yes, indeed, you are. You are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I am Mark Walters, and I have been filling your prescription for freedom right here on the Armed American Radio Network from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the safest radio studio in America. That much I can promise you. You can take my word for that and take that one to the bank. Before I go back to Alan, USCCAOnAir.com. I ask you every day, how much is your peace of mind worth? And on this program every week, what is peace of mind worth to you? Whether you carry a gun, whether you are thinking about it, whether you are considering thinking about it, you need to understand the self-defense insurance that is available to you. And remember, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Self-Defense Shield from the United States Concealed Carry Association wrote this book. Everybody else can try as they might. They won't come close. There are no reimbursements here. This is upfront coverage to you, nothing out of your pocket. All of the information is available to you at USCCAOnAir.com. God forbid, and it is a highly unlikely that you will have to use your firearm to defend your life. But if you do, you want to have the protection and the peace of mind that the Self-Defense Shield gives you. You'll sleep at night knowing you have it. I do. And you should too. All of the information is available. And I will tease this. Coming up at the beginning of next month, the gun giveaway pops back up. And I'm going to tell you right now, the grand prize, if you activate a platinum package of Self-Defense Shield, the grand prize is the pickup truck of your dreams, valued at $45,000. More info on that coming up on subsequent shows. The giveaway is huge. For all the information, USCCAOnAir.com, peace of mind. You have homeowners insurance, you have car insurance, and you have the best you can. You have life insurance. It's peace of mind. If you carry a gun, self-defense insurance is absolutely vital, and the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is the best. Alan, welcome back to the program. We round out this hour. Thank you so much for being here. Here's my second part of the question. I want the listeners to get this education. You and I have opportunities to talk about this stuff off air, and we often do. But I want the listeners to hear this. When you say there's 150 seats open at the judiciary, what does that mean? What are you saying? What is Trump doing, and what is he filling? And who are these people?
Well, these are not U.S. Supreme Court seats. These are seats on the federal bench, federal courts, as well as the Federal Court of Appeals, the notch below the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Republicans are smart enough in Barack Obama's last term to hold up a lot of his radical anti-gun rights nominees, and so they didn't get to the floor to get filled seats to be filled. So there's an extra abundance, so to speak, a larger number than usual when a new president comes in of seats to fill. And in fact, between that and the elderly judges on the court that are expected to be retiring in his first term in office for, you know, President Trump, we're looking at probably approximately 38% of all federal judgeships will be appointed by President Trump. That is huge.
And the
fact that Trump is pro-gun rights, supports the Second Amendment, and knows the importance of what these judges mean to our, you know, our rights, we're going to get an unbelievably giant shift in where the courts have been historically on gun rights in the United States. And, of course, we've had a claw and scrape to get the victories that we've had. And, again, about 80% of the favorable case law supporting Second Amendment rights has been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and or its attorneys. So that's been really important, and of course we'd love to have the playing field opened up so we can really stretch the field, so to speak, and expand our gun rights. So I'm really excited about these next 4 years bring to us and the court cases we're going to be filing.
As well you should be. See, and this ties right back, and there was a method to my madness. I want to go back. Let's round third, if you will, to use that analogy, that baseball analogy, and slide in for home. This is why you have to support now the Second Amendment Foundation in this direction as we move this agenda forward. It's why going right back to SAF.org is so important, because we need to be able to afford to file these cases. And keep in mind that we're talking about a multi-generational thing here. You're talking about lifetime appointments of people in, could be in their early 40s that are going to sit on these for decades to come. Your children's children will benefit. Listen, this is why the Democrats are going nuts. It's why they want to impeach Trump. They know the shift, the generational shift that is getting ready to occur here. And this isn't the sexy stuff that makes the news, but we talk about it here on the program. Now, let's go back to the Ninth Circuit for a moment, because you also mentioned en banc. Of course, that's the entire panel hearing it. We've had favorable rulings in goofy, crazy places of three-judge panels out of that Ninth Circus, that famously liberal court up there, in places like California, Los Angeles to be exact, that changed the way permits were given. Now, you know what case I'm referring to, but then when it was appealed and asked to be heard en banc, that means by the large panel, of which now becomes a majority Democrat appointment of judges on that panel, we wind up losing. And that's the case that's before the Supreme Court. We talked about it last week. They chose not to hear it this week or last week. What's getting ready to happen now?
Well, I'm glad you raised that, because normally they meet on Thursdays at their conferences, and they release the information on Monday mornings for what they're going to take, reject, or hold over and still consider if they're going to take it or not. Because it's Memorial Day weekend, Monday they're not going to release anything. So we're not going to know now until Tuesday morning. But on Tuesday morning, hopefully we can get some good news. And there's a couple of cases that we've got cert petitions at in front of them that they might pick up on. One, of course, being the Carey cases out of California. The second one being the ones out of Pennsylvania that the Second Amendment Foundation won at the lower in the Court of Appeals in banc, by the way. We actually won it, and Obama's Justice Department had to, appeal it before they left. And that's making sure that you don't lose your rights for the rest of your life just because you created a minor crime when you were, a nonviolent crime when you were a young kid or something. And we have two cases there that be heard that would basically force restoration of farmers' rights, or the fact you wouldn't lose those rights under certain circumstances. And that empowers back a lot of people who've lost their gun rights and shouldn't have, quite frankly. In this case, it's two people convicted of misdemeanors that were nonviolent, that in those states had indeterminate sentences or sentenced for more than 1 year. And the federal government says, well, as far as we're concerned, that's a felony, even though it's not a felony, and they can never own a gun for the rest of their life or protect themselves or their family. So I'm really excited. I'm hoping Tuesday we get some good news on that.
And, you know, let me go back to that statement about you mentioned 38% of the judiciary. He's going to fill this, and these are lifetime appointments. If we had the right judges in and these cases were 15 years from now, we may have already won them and wouldn't have to be worried about the Supreme Court. Is that true?
Yeah, and I could retire. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Wow. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? You see how all of this ties back, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we cover these things with you on the program. We start over here, and there's really truly is a method to the madness of how we shift right back over. We just rounded the bases for you, and I hope, because I get a lot of emails, and I thank you for indulging me, Alan, with doing that as we kind of moved around that ball and tipped it, you know, just kind of rolled it and wound up right back. This is why this is so vital and so important. So you got to pay very careful attention to this stuff. Alan, Memorial Day weekend, you can now get started. Thank you, my friend, for being here and for everything that you do fighting for our rights. I appreciate it so much, my friend. You know that.
My pleasure.
Great program. Boy, I tell you what, I hope you enjoyed the previous 2 hours of Armed American Radio. The upcoming hour you're really going to enjoy, I'm going to tell you right now, it is a repeat of a Dave Workman interview from last week that will have you rolling on the floor. It is outstanding. Enjoy it. In the meantime, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And don't forget why we have the freedoms we have. Please, we hope we reminded you, particularly in the first hour. In the process, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Don't be that person. And I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.